Well, we all know that song. It's the granddaddy of all Christmas ditties, the undisputed champion, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's one of those things you kind of can't help but have a love-hate relationship with. Well, it was the top dog until today. It's been knocked off its perch by this. You might recognise it as a Paul McCartney song, Wonderful Christmas Time, covered by US indie rock band The Shins. It's beaten Mariah's classic on a new list of songs Americans, yes, most likely to hear when they go Christmas shopping. Matt Gilbertson is a gossip writer for News Limited newspapers and he's a Mariah fan and he knows a bit about Christmas songs too. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Oh, Patricia, I wish we were talking under better circumstances, frankly.
It is just, let's be clear, let's define the parameters. Just an American study of what they're hearing the most of.
Well, exactly. And what would they know? I mean, they didn't even have the Boney M. Christmas album in America. So, you know, they're missing out,
It does speak volumes. So it's causing outrage on Twitter. Are you surprised at how strongly people feel about this song?
Look, I have read one tweet from a friend of mine who said, what is at stake here is the very future of humanity. And I have to agree, unfortunately, because, you know, All I Want for Christmas Is You. I mean, that is the Hey Jude of Christmas carols, right?
I quite like it, but I reckon not all our listeners do. It is quite good though, isn't it? Why do we like it so much? What is it about that song? Because
it's very simple song. It's got a simple melody. It's very simple structure. It's got that amazing moment at the end where she does that huge whistle note, you know, the big famous Mariah Carey high note up the top. But I've seen it been played at many a Christmas party already this year. Fills the floor every time. I don't know if I can say the same about The Shins.
Well, let's talk about the Shins song. Were you even aware of it? Because I have to admit, maybe I'm just admitting something really bad about myself here, but I had never even heard their song.
I hadn't even heard of them. I mean, I'm very
young.
I had never heard of them.
I had heard of them, but I hadn't heard the song.
I found it very interesting as well that on this list that it actually rated higher than the Paul McCartney original, which is at number 17.
Yeah,
but I still had never heard of the song.
Yeah, okay, that's probably speaking more about you than the song. Because they're playing it. It's high rotation in American department stores, driving people crazy. Now, looking down at that list, the basis of this whole conversation, what are the gems? What other Christmas songs get people going?
You know, I don't know if I agree with this list at all. I mean, there are some great carols in there, but these particular versions, like Sam Smith singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I don't think so. That's a Judy Garland, you know? Mm. But Bing Crosby is obviously in there, White Christmas. That, I think, is really the quintessential Christmas song, right?
Yeah.
And Michael Bublé, every year, this is the fifth year he's about to go number one with his Christmas album. Mm.
And every time, I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel a little unsettled by him. Do you like him?
I have to say, Patricia, it's becoming clear that we may be the same person. I can't stand the Bublé. What is it about? What's this national obsession with the Bublé?
I can't either. Hey, I've got a good text message here, which I reckon you will like. I Want for Christmas is Cherished because it formed a big part in the film classic Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. Remember where the little boy's playing the drums and then she turns around and points at him and, oh, my God, yes. Absolutely. So, that's a very good point.
But it has really endured this song. I mean, I don't know when it came out, but I feel like I was five. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It was 1994 when it came out.
Yeah,
obviously,
five,
I was
five,
about
for sure.
Yes, correct. I was two, and yeah, every year since then, I've been the number one most played Christmas song. Well, I don't know how many years that is. That must be about a million years, right? I'm not sure with the mathematics of that.
So we know Mariah Carey's on the cusp of being Australian through her relationship, of course, with James Packer. As a nation, should we be rallying to defend her rightful place at sort of the apex of the Christmas song tree?
I think so, Patricia, because, I mean, you know, she's been through enough this year. She has to wake up next to James Packer on Christmas morning. She shouldn't have to face this as well. Let's be real.
I'm so going to leave that there. You are cracking me up. Matt, thank you for coming and, you know, sharing happy holiday cheer with us.
Oh, Feliz Navidad, Patricia.
Thank you very much. And that's Matt Gilbertson. He's a gossip writer for News Corp Papers. He's joined us to talk about, well, the fact that in America, at least, based on a survey, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is no longer number one. It's been number one for years. It's been knocked off its perch by a song called Wonderful Christmas Time, covered by US indie rock band The Shins. What is your favourite Christmas song or happy holiday song, if you don't like me calling it Christmas? Some people don't like that. Fair enough. 0418 226 576. You can also tweet us at RN Drive.